Well, a 6-3 win over Appleton Parkersburg, two top 10 ranked teams going at it today. What can you say about your team's performance, being able to, you know, come out here and, you know, take care of business tonight?
Yeah, going in tonight, we knew that it was going to be a big night. I told the girls yesterday that our only goal tonight is to come out, compete. It's still early in the season. Yes, the rankings are as they are, but, you know, until you actually face each other head on, nothing is determined. So I'm proud of them for coming out and competing and playing their best.
So some long matches, some matches that went the distance. Kirsten had two that went really long. She won a what was a 7-point tiebreaker, yeah. And then this last doubles one. What can you say about some of these close matches and your team's ability to perform well in those situations?
Yeah, we talk about all the time is fight until the game is over. It doesn't matter how it starts, as long as we're continuing to fight the whole way. And what I love about Kirsten is she never gives up. She started out strong just there in doubles with Haley Badker. They kind of went into a slump, but they were able to pull that off. And then in singles, she actually battled back. She was down from the get-go and then kind of battled back to get that win in that tiebreaker, which is awesome. She never gives up, which I love about all these girls. They have a lot of grit.
When it comes to your personnel this year, you got a mix of a lot of varsity experience, mm-hmm. and you were telling me some newcomers to the varsity lineup. If you can tell me a little bit about that year this year.
Yeah, we have four girls returning. Izzy and Ada at number 1 and 2, which they kind of battle every day at practice. And then Addie coming back up. She was number 4 last year, stepping up to our number 3 position. And then Kirsten was number 6 last year and is filling our in our 5th position now. And then we have Lauren Moeller, who's a freshman, first time ever playing tennis. And then Haley Badker came out this season, first time ever playing tennis. And again, we're 3 meets in, so I'm still trying to figure out what works best for these 6. And still have a lot of season left. It doesn't seem like that when you look at the weeks, but we're all around from top to bottom. Our girls work hard every day and they have the skill. It's just a matter of figuring out what works best for us in the varsity lineup.
Yeah, and interchanging some doubles teams too tonight, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of shows that it's all, you know, can change any night, right?
Again, I mean, and again, we're 3 meets in. I think it's hard to just say like we're changing things. We're still trying to figure things out too. Like Lauren has never played before this season, so plugging her in there with just one individual this early in the season is hard to do. So it was good to kind of see different lineups. We do that all the time at practice. I tell them that no one's stuck with the same girl. We don't practice with the same girls every day. Sometimes I mix them up, even JV and varsity. It's good for all girls to be able to play with everyone. So I did like to just kind of see how we faced tonight with that lineup, but you never know.
You bet. And interesting opportunity this Friday going all the way down to Pella. I know that's always a strong program,
yeah.
Playing them and Webster City, I want to say, right?
Yeah, so Pella reached out asking if we'd be willing to play them, and we were already scheduled with Webster City, so I kind of suggested the idea of doing a triangular, which is awesome. So our girls will be able to play Pella, and we're going to do 2 out of 3 sets, which we don't get to do very often just because of court numbers, and then Webster City is going to join us down there as well, which they always have a strong program and are well coach. So it'll be a great opportunity for them to spend their Friday playing a lot of tennis, which we need in preparation for conference and postseason. And I think just small towns, we don't get a whole lot of tennis in one night. So it'll be an awesome opportunity for all the girls, including JV, who will get lots of games as well.
All right, last question for you. A huge crowd for this one, for a regular season tennis match. I mean, two communities right next to each other, but what can you say about the support here you got tonight?
Yeah, the support at Dyke New Hartford is always amazing. You come to any of our home meets and there's people in cars, there's people out in lawn chairs, and then when we're so close to Appleton Parkersburg, and I know their fan base is amazing as well, I think it just is a true testament to both of our communities and their backing and supporting a sport that isn't usually the most popular sport out there. And so tennis is growing, and I think both of our programs are continuing to grow as well. So it's a testament to Appleton Parkersburg as well. I'm very thankful for our community and our fans. I'm always getting messages of good luck, or they're out there supporting us and making the trip. So I cannot thank our fans, community, and staff at our school as well.
All right. Thanks for the time tonight.
Yes, thank you.